Hey now, welcome. You're on the Cardinals Standout in Their Career podcast presented by the Alumni Relations Office. I'm Nick Taylor, Executive Director of Alumni Relations here at Saginaw Valley State University, and I'm super excited to welcome my friend, longtime friend, Jason Wolverton, who's the Director of Marketing Operations at a very large tech company. So welcome, Jason. It's nice to have you here.
You know what, Nick? Thanks so much for having me on. I look forward to our chat.
We are going to promise we're going to get through this whole podcast without mentioning basketball.
Okay.
Deal? Jason and I play basketball together, and quite frankly, I'm a lot better, but that's okay. So today
you said you weren't going to say any jokes.
Yeah, I know. So today we're having you. Thank you so much for being here. And the topic for today is all about working at home. It's a huge topic. You know, in the past, obviously in the past 5 years, there's been a big transition for a lot of folks who going into the pandemic didn't necessarily have jobs that afforded them to be able to work from home. And now we're seeing obviously the transition of work. And when we talk to a lot of our alum, especially our gold alum, graduates of the last decade, you know, it can be seen as a major benefit to their job for some folks, and for others, it can be pretty daunting. Now, you have a lot of experience with this, so I want to kind of go through and maybe could you just talk about your experience right now working from home? How did you get there? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so I've been working from home for just over 2 years, and in short, absolutely love it. It has been such a benefit for me, both from a career standpoint and a personal standpoint. And what's really interesting is my previous job was very traditional, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday office mm-hmm. job. And it was almost an hour drive each way. So I went from the very, you know, long commute, you know, almost 2 hours a day, to being able to wake up and walk 20 feet to my home office and work from home. And so it's been a fantastic transition. I certainly recognize why some people love it, why some people hate it. You know, it's kind of indifferent. But for me, it's worked out great. And I'm excited to share, you know, some different tips and tricks that have worked for me and why I think, you know, it can be successful.
I think it's funny, you know, you mentioned the commute when you mentioned that, not that I snickered at your answer or anything, but I kind of laughed because I thought of my own experience. Like I have a much shorter commute coming in, and it's about 15 minutes. And for me, the 15 minutes coming into work and the 15 minutes leaving work are both like my compression time and my decompression time, right? I get my young family. It's time for me to listen to my music, right? Or my podcast, including the Cardinals Standout in Their Career podcast. Thank you. It's that time, that decompression time for me to kind of get ready, gear up for the day and not. For you, you know, your home office is, you mentioned it's just a little bit down the hallway,
yeah.
Right? Talk about the strategy. How's your home office set up, and how is it set up for you to be productive during the day?
Yeah. And I think that one of the most important tips I can give about working from home is you really do need a dedicated space. So our home office is a converted bedroom mm-hmm. and it's got everything you would expect, right? Desk, my computer, bookcase, all that stuff, but no other distractions, no television, none of that. And I think that that's so important because I know a lot of people will try to work from home. They'll be sitting at their kitchen table. They'll be sitting on their couch. That is not a recipe for success that, you know, that I found. And I've never really even tried to adopt that strategy. Mm-hmm. Like really from day one, I've always had that office. I started working there day one mm-hmm. and I've never spent, I mean, other than a rare occasion where I work, you know, remotely from my remote office, right? Like right. if I come up to campus and I work, I've always worked there. And I think that that's where it starts is because just like when you walk into an office, work begins. When I work into that office or walk into that office, work begins.
Yeah. It's interesting you say it because I think back to the time that we were all forced to work from home in the pandemic. And for me, I set up a desk in the, we have a nice finished basement area. I set up kind of over in the corner. But I made sure that desk faced the big screen TV that was down there. And I can see that was not a good idea because you would want that even in the background, even if it was just watching the news, but it was a distraction along the way. Right.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned something that I think is so key to this is a lot of people, their first introduction to remote work was because their hand was forced during the pandemic. Right. I was the same way. So, you know, my traditional 9-to-5 job that I had, all of a sudden, spring of 2020, I was working from home for 6 to 8 weeks. And when you're put into that situation, and a lot of companies didn't have sort of the technological infrastructure to pull it off easily, you know, you weren't used to it. And I think contextually, like, there were so many other really bad things going on at that time. It wasn't just that, oh, now I'm working from home, I don't get to see anybody. You didn't get to see anybody when you were done work for the day.
Right.
Right. You couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. So I think a lot of people got this negative impression of remote work because of the pandemic. And it's to me completely different than that stretch of time when I was working from home during COVID. So it really from day one has never felt unnatural to me. And I have not felt that desire to have the traditional experience. The benefits have far outweighed the, you know, the downfalls. Yeah.
So let's talk about the workspace. So you mentioned, you know, kind of the, but you know, folks are starting, obviously I would think a computer setup, maybe a printer, whatever your work provides, right? But beyond that, what are some things that you think are really important to have in that space?
Well, I do want to touch on the computer part of it because, you know, so many people, if they work remotely, they have their laptop.
Yeah.
Right. And you think about how do you be productive on this tiny little laptop, tiny screen. So I have two gigantic monitors. I plug my laptop in. So I really do have kind of like that traditional desktop computer. Sure. And it makes me so much more efficient. But beyond that, I have a little Siri device, the Apple HomePod, where I can play music. I listen to music all day long, but I don't ever watch television. And the bookshelf. And here's the thing. This sounds funny, but what is behind you is so important because I would say on an average day of remote work, I'm on 3 to 4 hours of Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And so I have to look at myself and I have to see what's behind me all day long. So I'm proud to say that I've got my two SVSU degrees hanging on the wall behind me.
I love it.
And a couple other accolades that I've earned over my career. And that's it. You know, everything else is, you know, it's pretty minimal as far as what else I have in there, but it's enough to get the job done.
You know, we mentioned the workspace. What are some other ways that folks can maintain their focus and their motivation throughout the day? I'm thinking about myself. If I were home and working, I would have the urge to get up and make sure the dishes are done. I mean, they're done already. Don't worry. Of course. Right. That's not true. The laundry, those kind of things. What are some ways in which you've learned to maintain your focus and motivation throughout the whole workday?
So I do all of those things during the workday that you mentioned. I'll do laundry. I'll do dishes. Like, and I think the way you have to think about it is in a very intentional way, right? Like, I will start my day. I'll have a couple of meetings. And just like if you were in your office and you're like, hey, you know, I need to get up, I need to stretch my legs and I need to move around. That's when I'll go throw a load of laundry in, or that's where I'll go take the dishes out of the dishwasher. So it's not this like that I'm actually doing chores or trying to get like five things done. It's just, okay, when in that time where in a traditional office setting, I'd get up and I'd walk away from my desk for a minute, I'd do something productive personally and then I come right back. And I you know, go back to work just like that. And Outlook, right? The calendar is my, it drives my day-to-day life. I schedule everything and I stay, you know, true to it. Like there'll be times I try to work out in the morning, but if I can't get into a workout because of something else, I'll schedule 30 minutes in the afternoon during my work day to go downstairs, hop on the treadmill, lift some weights, whatever, but I get right back to work.
Yeah. And in your position, you manage several people, right? So I'm assuming, do most of them work from home?
Yeah. And it's interesting. So, you know, the company I work for, we have our headquarters in Montreal. It's a global company. So Montreal, in Australia, UK, we have headquarters. So most of the employees are remote, but there are some that work in the office. And even the folks who work in the offices, it's still sort of a hybrid. You know, they're there sometimes, they're not. And so, yeah, we're all kind of living in that world. And I think one of the things that's kind of interesting is in a normal office setting, there's this peer pressure of if I'm not there at my desk from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, then you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
And when everyone is remote or hybrid and doing, you know, different things like this, it affords you the opportunity. Like I can just say, hey guys, I'm going to go do a podcast this afternoon because like tonight I have nothing else going on when I get home. My wife's working. My kids are teenagers. They don't want to spend time with me anyways. I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work for a couple hours in the evening to kind of make up for that time. And no one cares because as long as the work is done, mm-hmm. there's not this pressure to, you know, be sitting at my desk during these very specific times.
I love that you brought that up because that is, I think, the biggest change in our work culture that's shifting and the part that I think most people are having difficulty with, including myself. I'm pretty old school. We're supposed to be in by 8 o'clock. I'm in between 7:30 and 7:45. I'm at my desk, ready to go, work for my time allotted, do those things. And then supposed to leave around 4:30. And if I'm out by 5 o'clock, I'm pretty happy with that. And for me, it's difficult to take a look at the work from home model and say, how do I build that schedule right into it? So the fact that you're able to unsilo, just compartmentalize each of those things, I think is something that's really important. The homework that you have to do while you're there and the work that you have to get done for your position, compartmentalizing, I think, would be really key, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that you have to just be okay with is letting go of those norms that you've kind of like grown up with in your career. So a great example is a global company. I've got colleagues in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I've got colleagues in Australia. I've got, you know, folks 2 hours behind, 3 hours behind. We're all on different schedules because of that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all on the same team. So when you've got someone you're working with and right now for them in Australia, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday,
right?
You know, they're on a completely different, you know, framework already. So you kind of just learn to embrace that. And so I'll give you on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, I have calls with my Australian colleagues. So these calls happen 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. Because of that, just sort of accepted that, hey, I'm gonna duck out a little bit early during the day. So, you know, I'll take a break from 3 to 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of some personal stuff or whatever, and then jump back on. And suddenly I'm talking to, you know, folks half a world away.
Right. It's amazing. Technology has put us all in closer connection, right, because of it. But I have to assume just the nature of me in there. You mentioned earlier about, you know, you take that break and you get up and you do the laundry. I laughed automatically. My friends over in academic advising would be laughing already because I've been known to walk over there and say hi a few, you know, once in a while, just to be sure. What would you tell a young person who's starting to work from home kind of about the isolation, and how can they combat the feeling of isolation if they're stuck in their house all day working, not getting to have that human interaction with folks? What are ways in which you've dealt with it?
Yeah. So, I'll be honest, I've never felt the isolation during mm-hmm. COVID. Yes. But we've already kind of established that was a little bit different. And it's funny. I have people that I've worked with every day for the last 2 years that I feel like are not only colleagues, but friends at this point that I've met in person twice.
Yeah.
Right. Like, And it's completely different. And because of the technology, because of Zoom calls, especially, like mm-hmm. when I'm on a call, my camera is on, their camera is on. Actually, our leadership is very adamant about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does, you know, having that face-to-face interaction is so important because I've never felt like I was alone because I'm talking to people every single day for hours.
Right.
Talking to people all over the world. But yes, I'm by myself in my home office, but have never felt like I'm alone.
Sure.
Something just popped into my head too. Not so much around here. Now here you can go to Starbucks, you can come mm-hmm. to campus, you know, just one of those things. A lot of my colleagues, you know, in some of the more progressive cities, like in Austin, Texas, for example, they have these, you know, WeWork kind of hubs where remote workers will go there just to socialize. And some of those setups are really neat because like they might have a tiny pod kind of like this. Sure. It's smaller than this most times. So you can jump in, take a call, mm-hmm. You know, do some different things. And I think that's something, if you really do feel like you're missing that interaction with people, getting out of the house and going to a coffee shop, going to a place like a WeWork is the best thing to do.
Okay. It's a good idea. Yeah, definitely. In finding those places in and around. I love that you mentioned campus. I've seen several alumni on campus who that's exactly what they're doing. They know we have Starbucks. They still have access to the library and the internet. So they'll come on campus and be able to still have that collegiate feeling and people around and working. And so I think that would help.
Yeah. So unless I'm traveling for work, there's only been one other place. If I'm not working at home, there's only been one other place that I'm working in it, and it's here on campus because it takes me back and it's a whole different feeling too, because you know, those memories kick uh-huh. in of, you know, 20 years ago when I was studying and the campus is so beautiful, sure. all the time, especially, you know, this time of year, spring, summer, and to just go and go to the library, go sit out by the courtyard, mm-hmm. And just work. It's great. And I'm actually fortunate. I have another colleague of mine who works around in this area. Yeah. So we'll come up here and meet from time to time. I definitely would say if you're fortunate enough to have, you know, access to these SVSU facilities and you're nearby, coming up to campus is huge.
Nice. All right. So you mentioned them earlier. Let's talk about, the coworkers at home. You've got teenagers and a wonderful wife. I've got little kids and a wonderful wife. One of the things that I worry about is if I'm working from home and they're in the home itself, that they're going to be a major distraction. Any advice that you would have about your family coworkers
yeah.
and how you can set boundaries there?
So this is funny. The best advice I have costs maybe $3 on Amazon, right?
All right.
Ready for this? Before I even started working, I just had this yeah. like light bulb kind of idea. Like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I bought one of those hotel door hangers that say, nice. Do not disturb on one side and please knock on the other. And I literally use it to govern whether my kids or my wife can come in to my office while I'm working. Mm-hmm. If I'm on a call, I flip it to do not disturb.
Sure.
If I'm not on a call, I still always have the door closed, but I will flip it to please knock. And they respect it. I mean, I get it. Like when you have teenagers, especially, and are already establishing that they don't want to spend time with me, right. that's huge. But, you know, it's never been a problem. And a lot of times we will text. All four of us will be in the house within, you know, feet of each other.
Right.
But they'll be texting me like, hey, what's for dinner? When we do this. and so we've been able to manage it pretty well that way.
That's awesome. I love the idea of the hotel sign. Do not disturb. I was picturing
I'm trying to drill a peephole in there so I could like, who's there?
That's funny. I'm imagining too one of those the lights here it says on air, do not disturb, like I'm working, let's hit that button and that the red light goes on for that. Just, you know, remodel a house, put a window in so they can look in and see, and you know, no, never.
Yeah, I maybe if I made what you make, I'd have enough money to do that, but you know, we got to get by with a couple bucks on
Amazon. I see how it goes. Yeah, I see absolutely. How it goes. You're good. So you know, we talked a little bit about the family and also not feeling isolated with your coworkers, the fact that you're getting a chance to meet folks like that. Talk about like professional networking. You know, a lot of what I do is getting out and obviously meeting alumni where they're at, right? What are some ways in which you have either built a professional network or networked with other professionals in your field, maybe not within your company, now that you're working at home?
Yeah, you know, obviously this one's real close to home for both of us, but for me, it's, you know, the SVSU Alumni Board. Mm-hmm. I think when you think about, especially for me and the amount of time I saved on the commute, right? Sure. I can rededicate that time to other passions. Mm-hmm. So I am able to, you know, be part of the SVSU Alumni Board, serving as the vice president this year. And, you know, get to interact with professionals that way. Mm-hmm. While not professional, in the traditional sense, I coach my daughter's soccer team.
Yeah.
So I'm out there with the kids and meeting their parents and expanding my network in ways that if I was driving 10 hours a week back and forth to work would be a little bit harder, right? Yeah. You know, you talk about compressing and, you know, I gotta leave work to make sure I'm home on time. Like
sure.
Me leaving work is like, I just turn off my laptop and I walk away, and it's given me a chance to do other things that I've wanted to do that working in a more traditional sense hasn't allowed. And I think that's the key, is find other passions. And yeah. Every organization that I know of that has a strong remote worker population, they embrace community, right? Yeah. They want you to go out and volunteer and participate in things that you might not normally have done. And so that's what I'd say is go out, find something you're passionate about outside of work, and, you know, volunteer, sign up and do some of those things.
I want to point out for all of you either watching or listening, that was not a plant. Okay. One of our next upcoming episodes is all about getting involved in your community and what can you do. So
look at that.
The fact that you'll get your money later.
Teaser.
Yeah. Yes, thank
absolutely.
You. Yeah.
I would like the royalty checks to be sent.
I appreciate it. No, but that's a benefit that I didn't think of before our conversation in here about working from home, is the fact that you do get the little extra time to go and be involved either in your kids' lives, you know, coaching soccer, or find professional ways. We appreciate your work on the alumni board. I think it's interesting to think, you know, when we think of working from home, we tend to think of the isolation and kind of the task at hand, you know, and it's amazing that one of the added benefits might be the fact that you get to do some of the things that you really enjoy out there.
Yeah. You know, and going back to the family situation, the amount of time, even in the smallest ways, that I'm able to spend with my kids because of work from home and remote mm-hmm. work has really changed my life in a positive way. Like every single day I drive my son to school.
Right.
Every single day I take my daughter down to the bus stop. She doesn't want me to drive her all the way to school because she's got friends at a bus stop that she'd rather see than me.
I love
so it's
it.
A very short drive. But those 10 minutes, 2 mm-hmm. minutes every single yeah. day with my kids in one-on-one time mm-hmm. is so valuable. And yeah. and I hope that they, you know, they might not enjoy it as much as I do, but hopefully someday they'll look back on it and see it.
They'll figure it out when they're old like us.
Yeah. And even, you know, my wife doesn't work a traditional schedule, right?
Sure.
So there'll be days yep. where she's just off on a Tuesday or she works late in the day and I'll just go have lunch with her. You know, just mm-hmm. things like that, and spending more time with my wife and my kids because of remote work has been an enormous benefit that I probably wouldn't have even considered as I was first kind of transitioning into this part of my career.
Yeah, we've talked about this, and we've made it sound like a flowery experience along the way, but there's had to be some hiccups, some bumps along the way. What have you encountered?
So I would say the biggest challenge for me, and we were talking about sure. this before, is working too much.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's so convenient and it's so easy to work with it right there
yep.
that I will find myself without really even trying working 14, 15, 16 hours in a day if there isn't anything right. else going on. Like tonight, I don't really have anything else, so I'm going to go back to work. And I recognize that even though I'm not missing out on something, mm-hmm. you know, the long-term effect of, you know, could I be doing something else? Am I going to get burnt out because of all the work? But at the same time, I really enjoy what I do and it doesn't feel like work. And I know that at any time, if I yeah. decide that I just want to get up and go do something else, I can. But I would say that it has been the job in my career that I have put in more hours and worked harder at. And I always consider myself a hard worker, but I've kind of taken mm-hmm. it up a notch now that I'm working remotely and I just have access to work all the time.
I think there's a key point in there that no matter if you're working at home or you're working in the office, it's the type of work and the passion of what you're doing is going to determine your output.
100%. You know, I love what I do. So I love working from mm-hmm. home. If I didn't like what I did, you know, I probably would have a different experience. So I do think beyond anything else, if you're working in an office, we're working from home, loving what you do is so valuable. And I think I've learned enough in my career that I would never stay at a job. And I know everyone's mm-hmm. financial situation is different, but
yep.
I very much pride myself in having jobs throughout my career sure. that I've genuinely loved, because when you love it, it doesn't feel like work. It's so cliche, yeah. but it's so true.
Well, it's funny. It's the same conversation. You know, I've been at the university for 20 some odd years. Okay. We won't say exactly how long.
How is that possible? I thought you were just in your early 20s.
Yeah, shut it. No, it's funny because it's the same conversation I have over and over and over again with young professionals coming in. Is it's the impact that you have, and if you love what you're doing, you're going to get so much more out of it. And I can tell you pretty easily within the first couple of weeks to a month, like, is this person really going to work out? Are they going to love it? Or are we going to be working with them to find right. something else? And I just imagine like the work at home part is interesting. And I guess I would ask, as a manager of people, are you able to see that even though you're not with that person step by step along the way? Are you able to see it in their work output? Or what are some of the things that, if I was a young employee and I'm working from home, how am I going to impress the boss? How am I going to do that?
Yeah. You know, I think that managing people remotely isn't much different than managing them face to face.
Sure.
It still comes down to when you're leading people, if they understand that you're invested in them yeah. and their careers and their progress, and they know that you're there for them, it doesn't matter if they work in Dallas or Houston or Saginaw or wherever, they're going to recognize that you're there for them, and, sure. and you're going to get that back 10 times over. And so that's, to me, been really important. I schedule standing meetings with every person who works for me, mm-hmm. and we meet every single, even if there's nothing to meet on, just that's our opportunity to get to, you know them more as a person, find out what's sure. going on in their personal lives, just like you would in office.
Yeah.
And to me, that's key. And I think trusting them, right?
Like yeah.
in the same way that I don't want someone looking over, you know, everything that I'm doing and saying, oh, where are you at right now? Like, are you doing your laundry?
Sure.
Are you out golfing with Nick Taylor? Or, you know, I don't do that with my employees right. either. It's like, hey, you know, put it in your calendar. I don't even see the details. If you say right. you're not available, I don't care what you're doing. Just as long as your work's getting done, then I'm going to trust that everything's going to be okay.
That's a great point. And I think it translates whether you're working at home or on the job, but especially working at home, it's that output that you can tell is going to impress you as the manager
right.
the most. I think, you know, you mentioned, we were talking a little bit ago, we were talking about transition and the transition from working in the workplace to working at home. What was that like for you? Was there a difficult part in there? Was it, I've finally landed the coolest thing ever and going to be awesome. And then you found out something, you know, what was the transition?
So I'm so glad you asked this, because it was such a surreal experience,
uh-huh.
you know, and I didn't take any time off between jobs. So
oh, really?
I left my previous job on Friday, and Monday morning I started where I'm at today. And when I woke up that morning and I was like, oh, I don't have to drive to work. It was so weird. And I'll tell you what I did the first couple months, and I thought it would go on forever. I quickly got out of the habit. I dressed up.
Yeah.
I got up. I took a shower like I was going to the office. I put on a nice shirt. I put on, you know, slacks. I had dress shoes on, the whole nine yards, dress socks, and really? Sat down at my desk just like I would have at an office. Cause I felt like the mental part of that.
Sure.
would be the thing that like would keep me focused. Cause at that time right. I didn't know, like, am I going to feel different about working, right. you know, remotely and such. And then, you know, you get on a call and you're talking to a colleague who's got a hat on, you know, backwards yeah. and someone who's, you know, in pajamas and all that stuff. And you're like, okay, maybe you don't have to go dress all the way up. So most of my work uniform these days is a t-shirt and shorts. But that's how I started, is just dressing up and trying to go through a more like normal routine sure. until I got into my own.
So, I mean, that's your work culture, right? That the t-shirt and the backwards hat, and I laugh at that. But I imagine in marketing and marketing operations, you're meeting with some clients as well.
Yeah. So I can't tell you how many midday showers I've taken because of that, right? Like I'll have my hat on. I won't, you know, there's not much here to do anymore as far as the hair,
sure.
But I'll be like, hey, I've got an important meeting with somebody at 2 o'clock. Yeah. So at 1:30, I'll go take a shower, get cleaned up, look presentable, throw on a nice shirt, and then meet with someone so that they have.
And I'm guessing you're very careful not to stand up during that meeting.
Yeah, okay. Correct. Yes. I don't stand up. I've gotten very good at shutting off the camera before I ever move. But, in I do think it's important to, you know, still know your audience.
Yeah.
And if I'm meeting with someone outside the organization or even an important meeting inside the organization, I'll dress accordingly, just like I would if I was in an office.
Nice. It's funny. I mean, we laugh because we've all seen those, you know, memes of somebody who gets up in there, you know, in their boxer shorts or something and moving on. But, you know, you mentioned that when you have those different audiences, knowing the appropriate time. And I think it also goes to your point earlier. I love the, you know, thanks for the plug about the degrees up there behind there, the SVSU, but that whole workspace area, having the camera on, still presenting a professional attitude, because it is your work. It is something you are prideful of, and it's something that you want to put your best foot forward, but that temptation can be there to roll out of bed and just show up.
Yeah. And I think that when you're at an organization that, you know, like the one I work for, we all feed off of each other as well. Sure. And it's like, okay, if my colleagues see in this important meeting, and I've had people comment, like I might be on a Zoom call with the same person three different times throughout the day, but there's other people, right?
Right.
Like, are you wearing a different shirt? I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing a different shirt. I put like we're gonna meet with this person. I'm going to put on a nice shirt and then I'll go back to a different shirt. And it's just kind of, it's fun that way. But I think it's just, I've really been proud of myself, not, you know, humble brag to, you know, how I've adapted and sure. sort of figured out this remote work environment. And, you know, it's not a perfect science, but you kind of feel your way through it. And it's just, like I said, it's been a great experience for me in my career.
All right. You got to give we got to have a little fun here. You and I.
Yeah,
we can't be serious the entire time. So already, you know.
We weren't serious. You started this by saying you were better than me at basketball. That's the most unserious thing you've said today.
We won't get into that. But I need something funny that has happened in a work at home experience from you in the last 2 years. I want you to think back.
Oh man.
I'm imagining you, you know, you mentioned taking a shower. I'm guessing you just went back and jumped in your pool to do a pool shower. but what is something funny that you would that's okay to share that's happened at a work home experience for you?
So I wish you would have asked me this beforehand. I would have had more time to think. I think the thing that pops in my, so I'm a dog owner, right?
Okay.
Dog lover. And I have a Bernese Mountain Dog named Cooper who will also often join me in the office. And I was on a call and Cooper was, you know, he needed to go outside. Just say. And
I think I know where we're going.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm on the Zoom call. Cooper's trying. I'm like, I'll, you know, right, give me just 2 more minutes, as if he understood what I was saying.
Sure.
Right. And let's just say Cooper took care of his business right there in the office while I was on the call.
So was it a client?
It was a colleague. So okay. We were able to laugh together and enjoy that. But I did have to block off about 20 minutes on my calendar afterwards for a deep clean. Because the smell as well,
yeah.
You know, small quarters in the office wasn't great, but
not a professional setting.
Yeah. Well, not a professional setting. So I would say that's probably the funniest kind of work from home moment I've had, but I genuinely, you know, a lot of people don't believe me, especially mm-hmm. people who know me well. Cause like, oh, come on, right. Man, I don't go out to the golf course while I'm working.
Right.
I've never worked from the pool. I am 99% of the time in my office working during the day.
And I think it's a great point because it shows a seriousness to what you're doing. And it also shows a commitment to what you're doing. And I think anybody who manages folks out there, that's your number one concern when you bring somebody into your organization is, okay, how professional are they going to be? Are they going to take this serious and make sure that they are going to put some pride into what they produce.
Right.
And so you're showing that All right. So we're getting close to the end. And one of the questions we always end with in this podcast, we always ask about a big piece of advice. If we were to take one big topic and you were talking directly to that alum out there who is maybe getting their first at work from home experience, and they're starting next week, next Monday, whenever they're listening to this, it's the following Monday. What's the one big piece of advice that you would give?
So I look right at the alumni. No. I think there's two things that I would say. The first is working from home has broadened my horizons in ways that I never would have expected. So I grew up in this area. Mm-hmm. I went to school here. Only ever worked for companies in this area.
Sure.
And now today I work for a company that's headquartered in Montreal. I mm-hmm. have colleagues all over the country, all over the world. I've traveled all over for work. The experiences I've had because of that, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had if I would have just had more traditional job in this area. Yeah. And that really has resonated with me the more I think about it, and the diversity and the people that I've met and the diversity in ideas, I think has just really made an impact on sure. me. And I think the second piece of advice with remote work just comes down to discipline, like anything else. Like you don't have to goof off, right? You don't have, like, you can be dedicated and you can schedule time and you can still work sure. in those, those personal things that you want to take advantage of, like doing the laundry in the middle of the day. And I think it just comes down to the discipline of saying, okay, I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go back to work. And if you follow that, you're going to be successful in your career, and you're going to get that fulfillment from a personal sure. standpoint that maybe you wouldn't have if you were stuck in an office all day.
Yeah. It's amazing to think about. It's just such a big change that has happened in the world thanks to technology that we're able to do that now. Our parents were dressed up to the nines, suit and tie, going into the office, sitting at the typewriter and conversing. And that's how work was done. And to see the change over time, and what there's so much more available to us now, I think.
Yeah. And I think that the evolution of remote work hasn't stopped, right? Because one of the things, so many people mm-hmm. stayed remote after COVID.
Yep.
Now there's actually a big push to get people back into the office. My employer has, instituted basically asking everybody who's near an office to be there at least 2 days a week. And I think it's interesting, the balance point that companies are going to find as they go forward. Like, what is that sweet spot? Because there's no doubt, like, the times that I do get to spend with my colleagues face to face are so valuable.
Right.
So it's a never ending evolution, I think, when it comes to remote work.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, Jason, we appreciate your time and your expertise. So I will admit this on camera. Jason has made several shots over me in basketball and usually outscores me, but my team wins. But I want to say thanks. I appreciate your time and your expertise and what you have to share with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's really fun chatting with you. And, most importantly, go Cards.
I love it. So for those of you out there, thank you for joining us. This was the Cardinal Stand Out in Your Career podcast presented by the Alumni Relations Office. Remember, we love it when you stand out as an alum. If there's anything that we can do to help you do that, please don't hesitate to give us a call at the Alumni Relations Office. Send us an email at alumni@svsu.edu. And remember, it's a great day to be a Cardinal. Thank you so much. Take care.